coming way down here with your ball and chain. Now, baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Oh, don't go, baby. I believe your man are gone. I believe your man are gone. He left the county for me, had a saxophone. Now, baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Ow! Listen. All right, so let me jump out. Go on, play, Jim. You're killing me.
Watching the train go by først, og så Baby Please Don't Go. To låter fra 1968 med Tony Joe White, sist nevnte da egentlig en gammel blueslåt Big Joe Williams fra 1935, men Them og AC/DC, flere andre har jo også covret Baby Please Don't Go. Og så kommer da denne låta ut, som jeg nevnte, Ode to Billy Joe med Bobby Gentry, og det gjør at Tony Joe White begynner å skrive om livet sitt, og la oss nå gå og høre låtskrivingen til Bobby Gentry med en låt fra hennes første album og inn I det som skal begynne å bli denne utrolige sørstatsfortellingen som Tony Joe White også representerer oppi dette her. Men først Bobby Gentry igjen fra det første albumet, Lazy Willie.
Get up, Lazy Willie, there's work to be done. Out of 17 kids, you're the laziest one. Pigs in the kitchen, and the roosters in the pigsty, and weeds in the garden, busy growing up knee high. Lazy Willie, look at you, ain't you a sight? Tweet-tweet-tweet-tweet-tweet. Lazy Willie, sleep all day and play all night. Mm-hmm.
Willie. Up and out of that bed, there's cows to be milked and mules to be fed. Bend the corn, harvest the soybeans, and help me set the table for our company from New Orleans. Lazy Willie, wake up, you ain't heard a word I said. Mama used to say that all summer long the grasshopper would play. The ant would work hard storing up his winter supply, and when the snow came, ant lived, the grasshopper died. Lazy Willie, well, ants work hard and grasshoppers play.
Lived a man and his wife and four or five children, the weirdest people I ever saw. Old man Willis, that's what everybody called him. He used to chase his young'uns and his wife with his gym boy hunting that. Stayed in the same house with him. They ate from his dinner table, drank from his water bucket, slept in the same bed with him. Old man Willis, where do y'all come from? He used to chase his young'uns and his poor wife with his double-bladed hunting knife. Says he thought he's crazy. Daddy said it's just a drunk. Some people said that he made his living making whiskey in the Beth River swamps. Old man Willis, where do you get your grief? He used to chase his young'uns and his poor wife, his double-bladed hunting knife. Coming down a dirt road in his 49 pony ass. Mama would holler, y'all get under the house, Mr. Willis drives like a maniac. Old man Willis, why do you drive so bad? He used to chase his younger man, his double-bladed hunting man. Y'all come from. He finally caught his young'uns and his wife with his gym boy hunting knife.
Du To låter her, først Bobby Gentry, Lazy Willie, og så inn I Tony Joe White og en B-side fra 1968, Old Man Willis. Og her hører du jo hvordan Tony Joe White direkte inspirert av historiefortellingene til Bobby Gentry, og skal virkelig komme til full effekt på kanskje en av hans mest kjente låter, nemlig Polk Salad Annie. Men la oss høre en single som kommer ut I 1968, som tar for seg alt som skjer selvfølgelig på den tiden, og ikke min stemmen og vibben til Tony Joe White her. Her en låt som handler om San Francisco, den heter Soul Francisco.
Never been to San Francisco, but I believe a thing has happened there. All them things I'm hearing about San Francisco, and all them children with flowers in the hair. Seem like everybody has got a new bag. Some of them children seem to have something to say. Wearing beads and all kinds of funky clothes. And there's that thing he had in Monterey. Was a thing. Soul Francisco. Soul Francisco. Soul Francisco. Some of the people are wondering what it's all about. Don't seem to be nobody that really knows. But from the way that all them children are doing, could it be that some of them's got a little more soul? Soul Francisco. Soul Francisco. Soul Francisco. You're on my mind every day. Night time too. I can't get a thing done but thinking of you. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I believe I'm won't out on you. Won't out on you. Yeah. You know you really socked it to me. My head is spinning. Sleeping night, I roll all over my bed. I need you to hold me tight. Think I'm going out of my head, y'all. Oh, I need you. Oh, I want you. I Thank you.
En A- og en B-side fra 1968, fra august 1968, med Tony Joe White, først Soul Francisco, så Wumped on You, begge låter skrevet av Tony Joe White. Og så i oktober 1968 da, så skal han gi ut kanskje sin virkelig første full gjennomførte historie fra Sørstaten og livet sitt, direkte inspirert av Bobby Gentry og hennes plate Ode to Billy Joe og historiene der. Den heter Polk Salad Annie. Elvis Presley skal jo spille inn en versjon av den, men det er jo originalen som er den beste, og det skal ta 9 måneder før det blir en hit, og nesten alle hadde glemt låta, men så skal den begynne å selge masse i Texas, hvor Tony Joe White spiller, og så skal det liksom gå derfra, så plutselig så blir det en stor landshit i januar 1969, og Polk Salad Annie når helt til slutt opp på 8. plass på singellisten i USA, 10. plass i Canada, så det er jo litt moro. Her kommer Tony Joe White med en ordentlig sørstatshistorie. Polk Salad er da en slags sånn grønnsak som de spiste ut i sumpene, som de måtte samle inn når de hadde lite mat, og dette er det Tony Joe White er oppvokst med. Her er Polk Salad Annie. Four.
Some of y'all never been down south too much. I'm gonna tell you a little bit about this so that you understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields. Looks something like a turnip green. Nearby call it poke salad. Poke salad. Used to know a girl lived down there and she'd go out in the evenings and pick her a mess of it. Carry it home and cook it for supper, 'cause that's about all they had to eat. They did all right. Now down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, the little dog girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look tame. Poke salad, Annie. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was working on a chain gang, a mean vicious woman. Every day for supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch and pick her mess of poke salad. Toast sack, poke salad, Annie. The gator's got your granny. Chomp, chomp, chomp. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was working on chain gang. A wretched, spiteful, straight razor tote woman. Lord, I must pick my mess up. Daddy was lazy and no count, claimed he had a bad back. All her brothers were fit for was stealing watermelons out of my truck patch. Poke salad, Annie. The gator's got your granny. Ooh. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was working on a chain. Of it. Good God. Got the hair on me. Ate her up. Simple life,
didn't take much to satisfy me. Then there came a time in autumn I had to leave. Tried to get a job in Alabama, but the man said he didn't need no one today. I made my way down to Memphis and stayed a few days. Got a letter from my mama. She said, boy, won't you try to come home? Your daddy said he'd give you all the land for your own. Come on home. But there comes a time in everybody's life when you have to search for peace of mind. I might go to Aspen, Colorado, and spend some time. I hear it's fine. Softly to the ground. I have thoughts of other places, some new town to be found.
En A- og en B-side fra oktober 1968 med Tony Joe White. Først Polk Salad Annie, som det skal ta 9 måneder før det blir en hit, men da skal den til slutt nå helt opp til 8. plass i USA, kanskje en av hans aller mest kjente og beste låter. Også en låt som handler om å dra på ferie, et sted hvor mange drar på ferie den dag i dag i USA, nemlig Aspen, Colorado, som var da B-siden til Polk Salad Annie. Og så kommer det da også endelig ut et fullt album med Tony Joe White, hans aller første på Monument Record, setter Black and White, og kommer ut i januar 1969, klarer å komme seg opp til 51. plass i USA, men det er jo igjen akkurat som Bobby Gentry, Tony Joe White, som låtskriver, som kanskje virkelig fører begge artistene frem, og også den utrolig stemmebruken de har, og åpningssporet på Black and White er kanskje en av de aller beste Tony Joe White-låtene, spør du meg. Handler om oppveksten hans, og hvordan han vokser opp og forteller at det er en hvit familie og en svart familie som vokser opp på bygda om å samarbeide for å klare seg. Her Willie and Laura May Jones.
Willie and Laura May Jones were our neighbors a long time back. They live right down the road from us in a shack just like our shack. Worked in the fields together, and we learned to count on each other. When you live off the land, you don't have time to think about another man's color. Oh, the cotton was high and the corn was growing fine, but that was another place and another time. They sit out on the front porch in the evening when the sun went down. Willie would play and Laura would sing and the children would dance around. And I'd bring over my guitar and we'd play into the night. And every now and then Willie would grin and say, boy, you play all right. And that made me feel so good. Lord, the cotton was high and the corn was growing.
took the mules when Saturday rolled around. We'd always stop by Willie's house and say, do y'all need anything from town? And he'd say, no, but why don't y'all stop on your way back home? And I'll get Laura Mae to cook up some corn pones, and you know they're good. Oh, Lord, the cotton was high and the corn was growing fast. But that was another place and another time. Years rolled past our land and took back what they'd given, and we all knew we'd have to move if I was gonna make a living. So we all moved off and we went our separate ways, and it sure was hard to say goodbye to Willie and Laura Mae Jones. Oh, the cotton was high and the corn was growing. Yes, it was, but that was another place and another time. The years rolled past our door, and we heard from them no more, till I saw Willie downtown the other day. I said, y'all stop by tonight, and we can sit down and eat a bite. We'd love to see your children's and Laura Mae. He shook his head real slow and spoke with his eyes so kind. This is another place and another time. Oh, the cotton was high and the corn was growing fine. But that was another place and another time. The cotton was high and the corn was growing high. That was another place and another time. But that was another place and another time. Good God.
Willie and Laura Mae Jones, en nydelig låt, fantastisk historie om en hvit bondefamilie og en svart bondefamilie som bor sammen langt ut på landsbygda i sørstatene i USA, og som da må klare seg ved å samarbeide sammen. Til slutt så går jo ikke det lenger, og som vi hører, det jo ikke en direkte lykkelig slutt, men for en fin låt. Og det jo da Oak Grove, Louisiana, som Tony Joe White vokste opp. Og la oss høre et par outtakes også fra den første plata, Black and White, som ikke kom med. Her Toil and Trouble.
One, two, three, four. There's come a time my mind is a-wandering, a time of many thoughts and much confusion. What happened to the days of idleness and games to play? Were they all real, or could they just be an illusion? Tall and troubled,
and think and be glad of what you got. But it's so easy to be selfish and want more of the same. And in that moment of greed, you lose part of what you had. Then you stand there wondering who's to blame. Everybody has their hang-ups. Everyone has their own thing to work out. And it helps to know you're not by yourself.
Toil Jail and Troubles a Prison Song, to låter som skulle ha kommet med på den første Tony Joe White-platta, men som ikke gjorde det, og han skal også følge opp ganske raskt med en ny plate I løpet av 1969 som heter Continued, som også veldig bra, så vi kommer til neste gang, også høre mer om oppfølgeralbumet til Bobby Gentry Delta Suite, men nå må vi dra til den artisten Jim Ford som med fordi han var kjæresten til Bobby Gentry en periode, og så hevdet at han hadde skrevet av denne låta Ode to Billy Joe, noe som ikke sant, og ga ut ett album I 1969, Harlan County, som nesten ingen kjøpte, men Nick Lowe fra England kjøpte det albumet og elsket det, og så skriver han litt låter som blir spilt inn med Aretha Franklin, Bobby Gentry, Nicky Hokey, skal vi snart høre mer om, men så det liksom ikke så mye som skjer, så blir han fullt head og lever I en trailer eller en campingvogn I USA til han blir funnet av en svensk fan, og derfra så har det da kommet en del musikk før da Henry Ford eller Jim Ford dør I november 18. november 2007, men han rekker å gi ut også et par singler før denne plata som ikke når all verden, og I februar 1967 kommer den første Jim Ford singlen ut, den heter Linda Comes Running.
She can. She knows how to make me feel like somebody. She knows how to make me feel like a man. Ha, the way she moves is like a soft summer breeze. The things she says, she's got a hold on me. Whenever I need her, I don't have to worry. When I call her name, she's there in a hurry. Linda comes running as fast. She can. She knows how to make me feel like somebody. She knows how to make me feel like a man.
Jim Ford der, Linda Comes Running fra februar 1967, når han også da kjæreste med Bobby Gentry, det skal ikke vare lenge, og så forsvinner på en måte Jim Ford inn I obskuriteten, men henger rundt med Bobby Womack, Sly and the Family, Stone I LA når There's a Ride Going On, plata blir spilt inn, og også får et par artister som Aretha Franklin og andre til å spille inn låtene sine, som gjør at han også får litt royalty-penger på det, men la oss høre den andre singlen til Jim Ford som kom ut I april 1967, nok en låt skrevet av han, men som ikke når noe sted. Her Jim Ford, Ramona. Tears from your eyes.
Fellbergs loft med Thomas Fellberg
NRK P13
Singler fra 1967 med Jim Ford, som ikke når noe sted. Noen av de først Ramona, My Darling, og så Hanging From Your Lovin' Tree etter dette, to låter. Alt skrevet av Jim Ford, men det skal aldri bli ordentlig suksess for Jim Ford. Og kanskje mest kjent også for å skrevet Bobby Womack-hitten Harry Hippie, en fyr han henger ganske mye med. Men han heldig i januar 1968 og får Aretha Franklin til å spille inn en versjon av låta Nicky Hokey, som Bobby Gentry også gir ut på sin plate 6 måneder før dette. Og på Aretha Franklin-plata Lady Soul fra januar 1968, så har vi her da Jim Fords låt Nicky Hokey.
I'm digging. trays in a shack on Big Bone Mountain. Born into poverty, bathed in misery. The times I went hungry, you can't count on. Where the cold winds blow and the crops don't grow. A man's tired of living when he's 20. I was digging hard coal at 12 years old, way down in Harlan County. Mama tried hard coal, daddy got tired. Couldn't even get a job with a shotgun. One winter, I was out cutting kid. The news came to mama that morning. They had a penny poker game down at the junction. Big Jack called daddy cheating and he shot him over 15 cents to buy a loaf of bread. We are gathered here today to ask the Lord to take us out of Harlan County. Mama married Willie, he stood 5'6". His brother was a shovel and a coal mine pick. With a heart of lion and the soul of a man, he worked 12 hours a day, 7 days every week, 40 days every month, digging for a bone at a hillside. Where a little child's dream is a new pair of shoes to keep its little feet warm. Shirt on my back and a brown paper sack, a big piece of my mama's cold cornbread. I hit the road, Jack, forgot to look back. I walked all the way down to somewhere. I've been all over this whole wide world. I've slept on a northwest bounty. The coldest place, Lord, everybody bow their heads in prayer. Ask the Lord to take us out of Harlan County. Lord, won't you please let your light shine? Let your light shine.
Først Aretha Franklin med Jim Ford skrevet låt, Nicky Hawkey fra hennes platte Lady Soul, og så får han endelig gitt ut et fullt album, som jo en kult klassiker I dag, med veldig mange mye gode musikere som backer han, Nick Lowe's favorittplate gjennom alle tider, som han har uttalt selv, nemlig platte Harlan County, som ikke selger noen ting når den kommer ut på Sundown Records I august 1969, og du fikk låta Harlan County helt til slutt der, og den skal vi komme og gå mer inn I neste gang. Og så hun også med på Tom Jones I TV-show, og vi skal avslutte med en live-versjon av monsterhittenes Ode to Billy Joe, og så skal vi fortsette senere selvfølgelig med hele den historien med Bobby Gentry, Tony Joe White og Jim Ford. Masse herlige låter og historier I vente. Men helt til slutt så får du Bobby Gentry fra Tom Jones TV-show fra 6. juli 1968, Ode to Billy Joe.
I'd like to, if I may, tell you a bit about how I happened to write this song. I was born in Chickasaw County in Mississippi, in the southern part of the United States. When I was about 6, we moved to another region in Mississippi called the Delta. And we lived between 2 rivers. One was the Yazoo, and the other was the Tallahatchie. It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, oh, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense, pass the biscuits please. There's five more acres in the lower 40 I got to plant. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday up on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year is come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them in to the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Fellbergs loft med Thomas Fellberg.
NRK P13.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to introduce you to my special guest. She's from Mississippi. Her name is Bobby Gentry.
First mama, papa call a little girl lady to raise her on the banks of a river bed. A houseboat tied to a big tall tree, a home for my papa and my mama and me. The clock strikes three, papa jumps to his feet.
jumps in his B-roll headed down the bayou. He's got fishing lines strung across the Louisiana River. Gotta catch a big fish for us to eat. He's setting his traps, catching anything he can. Gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man. Gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man. Muskrat hide, hanging by the dozen. Even got a little bitty muskrat cousin. Got him out drying in the hot, hot sun. Tomorrow Papa's gonna turn him into mud. Well, they call my Mama Rita and my Daddy Jack.
NRK Nyheter ved midnatt. Storbritannias statsminister Keir Starmer har snakket med USAs president Donald Trump om forhandlinger om handel mellom de to landene og om Ukraina. Det bekrefter den brittiske statsministerens kontor til Sky News. Starmer har blant annet oppdatert Trump på møte I den såkalte koalisjonen av vilje I Paris denne uken, og at de europeiske landene ble enige om å opprettholde trykket mot Russlands president Vladimir Putin. USA får ikke Grønland, vi tilhører ingen andre og bestemmer over vår egen fremtid. Det beskjeden fra Grønlands statsminister Jens Fredrik Nielsen på Facebook. USAs president Donald Trump har I lengre tid gjentatt at USA vil ha Grønland, og senest søndag sa han at det 100% sikkert at USA kommer til å få øya. Det ikke Nielsen enig I. Han skriver videre at Grønland ikke skal reagere med frykt, men med ro, verdighet og samhold, og på den måten vise at Grønland tilhører grønlenderne. Det som skal ha vært en snikskyter ble I kveld skutt av politiet I den russiske byen Murmansk. Personen skal ha avfyrt skudd mot tilfeldige personer fra taket på en 14-etasjers høy boligblokk, det melder det statlige russiske nyhetsbyrået RIA. Murmansk ligger rundt 10 mil fra grensen til Norge. Partiet Rødt krever en granskning etter rakettoppskytningen på Andøya på søndag. De bekymret for naturkonsekvensene,